This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, KERA explores mental health in a project called On Our Minds. Today, why having a troubled relationship with family members is tougher on your health than a strained romantic relationship. That's the issue UT Southwestern's Sarah Woods tackled in a study for the American Psychological Association, and she's here to talk about their findings. Sarah Woods, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
First off, what makes a relationship troubled? Is it just arguing a lot, or is it more than that?
So it's usually more than that. Arguing is a normal part of all relationships. It's usually a red flag if people say we never fight. So in this project, specifically, what was included in family strain or these intimate partner strain, these problematic relationships, were things like do they let you down when you're trying to rely on them? Is there a lot of conflict? So that strain included other pieces, not just arguing.
And I'm guessing a lot of people assume that a troubled marriage or a difficult relationship with a partner would take a greater toll on your health than family squabbles. Why isn't that the case?
So we're not exactly sure why it's the case, but it's definitely been the assumption in the research to date, and it's part of why we were interested in doing this project, was to see if we included a broader scope of what relationships include. So we built in intimate partner relationships as well as other family members. Could we tease out any differences in those effects?
How can these sour relationships hurt your physical health?
So there are a few hypotheses about how that happens. Mechanisms that can include stress, so that if our family relationships are stressful and not very supportive, over time that stress reactivity that we experience as individual family members can wear and tear on our physical health and our body, as well as health behaviors being a second mechanism, meaning that if our family members are not very supportive and if our relationships with them are very demanding or critical, that we might be therefore less likely to take good care of ourselves.
What did your research show about the mental health of participants? How can that be affected by these bad relationships?
So we didn't specifically focus on mental health other than the quality of these family relationships, meaning that that's another possible mechanism through which these associations could be occurring, that if my family relationships are stressful, over time I may feel depressed and anxious, and that stress, that distress that I feel, wears and tears on my body over time, such that then we start to see these physical health outcomes and worse aging over time. Our previous research has built in measures of things like depression symptoms and anxiety symptoms and internal stress reactivity as the pathway that links negative family emotional climate and physical health. So I think to build that mediator, that pathway in over time, I would guess that we would see that replicated with this sample.
What advice do you have for someone who might be having a tough time with their family?
So we've gotten this question several times now since the study's been out. And a lot of those questions sound like, should we cut off our family then if they're problematic? And we would say absolutely not. So cutting off family is usually a measure of a relationship that's really emotional and probably stressful and something that needs to be worked on. So what we suggest is that a lot of the literature that focuses on family interventions, like family therapy, focuses on that intervention at the extreme bookends of life. So for kids, when we know that their parents or siblings might be affecting their health, or for older adults when they're involved in caregiving or have cognitive limitations. But we're suggesting that it would seem really important to address family relationships, and it might be possible that outside support could be beneficial in the form of family therapy for midlife adults.
Sarah Woods is a professor of family and community medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.